Hey Rabotai, welcome. So we're learning the Haftarah. That's what we do on Fridays. This series has been dedicated by our good friend Mr. Freddy Kassab and his wife. And the dedication is for their success. And the Ilun Nishmat Yaakov ben Saran Yitzhak ben Mazal Ruach Hashem Tenichem Began Eden. Amen. We're learning Parashat Re'eh. Haftarat Re'eh. It's one of the seven Haftarot of Nehama, Shav de Nehamata. It's actually the third one in the series. Today's Haftarah, once again, comes from the book of Yeshaya. It's chapter 54. The Ashkenazim actually read this Haftarah twice a year. They also read this Haftarah, Parashat Noah. We do not. We read Rumi Akara. We read a different one during Parashat Noah, which will come up. Anyway, the Haftarah continues the theme of consolation. This is a futuristic Haftarah. Talks about what the world's going to look like Be'ezat Hashem when Mashiach comes. So we have something to look forward to. Keep in mind, whatever you're reading here is factual, so it's going to happen. It's not an exaggeration. So the Navi starts, actually, we'd love to open up the Ben Ish Chai to have it in front of us when we read these Haftarah. And he has some beautiful insights as well. So we start after Aniyah So'ara. B'nai Yisrael is referred to Aniyah, Yerushalayim. Aniyah is impoverished. So'ara means in pain, in trouble, without any salvation, because of its impoverished state. The Jewish people, Aniyah So'ara. Lo Nuhama means we didn't receive any consolation, the tzarot of Galut from one place to the other, and we still didn't get a consolation. Now, this Aniyah So'ara, the prophet comes along and says, you're going to get your consolation. Good news, God is talking. Hine anuchi marbitz bapuch abanayich. When the Mashiach comes, at the time of the Geula, anuchi is Hashem, marbitz sounds like he's going to tile. Like you put a marble on the floor. So the God says that the stones of Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael are going to be tiled bapuch. These are very, very expensive tiles.
Pearls,
exactly. These, you have an English over there?
Yeah.
Beauty. So keep
stones upon pearls.
I love it. Pearls. Visatich basapirim. And the foundations of your buildings are going to be upon sapphire. That means that there's going to be a tremendous amount of wealth and beracha. But it's not done. There's two more stones that the Pasuk mentions. The Samti Chadkod. Chadkod also is a precious stone.
Rubies.
Shimshotayich. Shimshotayich is your windows. The reason why they call a window Shimshotayich is because the sun pierces through the windows. So bezeled around the around the windows is going to be this katkod, which you call the ruby. It's going to be shining. Ush arayich, and your gates abne ekdah. Literally, it means shining bright stones. Vechol givulech, and all of your borders throughout the borders of Eretz Yisrael leabne hefetz. Abne hefetz is stones that are wanted, stones that there is a demand for. So, precious stones, Chazak Baruch. Stones, what is that there?
Sounds magnificent,
it's unbelievable. And there's going to be a tremendous amount of beracha. So the Ben Ish Chai over here, he says, beautiful. He notices that there's four stones that are mentioned. Puch, Sapir, Kadkod, and Ekdah. Those are the four stones. He said it's connected to the four halakim of the Torah, which is Pardes. So besides the reality, there's going to be Beracha and Eretz Yisrael, there's going to be Parnasa, stones, precious stones, like nothing. But of course we know the real precious stone is the spirituality. So these represent Pardes HaTorah. Shebizkut limuda Pardes, Niskel letova or letuva atzum So this is going to come because we study Pardes HaTorah, and those that study the Pardes, they're going to get these four different stones. Let's review. Echsof, Ekdah, Kadkod, Sapir, Puch. Rashi Tevot Echsof. Echsof comes from the Lashon Nichsefa Vegam Kaleta Nafshi. Nichsefa is to anticipate or to desire or to have a wanting. So therefore, Dehainu B'Zchut Limud Pardes B'Ta'aba. You have to learn Torah with a yearning, with a desire. Not stam, you know. You have to learn it with a heshek, as they call it. So therefore, niskel arba'a mine tovot elu. And that's why, right after it mentions all these stones, the shit about echsof, that we're going to learn the Pardes Torah with desire. What's the next pasuk? V'chol banayich limudei Adonai v'rav shalom banayich. So the Benish Chai said, what's the connection between the pasuk telling us over here that all of your children are going to be limudei Hashem? All are going to study Torah. Everybody's going to have wisdom, like it says in the prophet Yirmiyah, from the oldest to the youngest people, they're all going to have brilliance of Torah. V'rav shalom banayich, there's going to be peace and prosperity amongst the Jewish people. So says the Benish Chai, kilomar. וכל בנייך למודי השם, כלומר, במה תזכו לארבעה אלו? In what zechut are you going to get these four stones of precious, pearls and jewels? בזכות שכל בנייך למודי השם, שלומדים בכל פרדס. So therefore, because of בכל בנייך למודי השם, we're going to be זוכת. So all the spiritual is going to turn it into physical. Furthermore, the Bein Ish Chai says, on the stone that's called Kadkod, I think you called it a ruby, he says Kad Kod is 24 and 24. Kad Kod. He says 24 times 24 equals Gematria Osher, which actually is 576. 24 times 24. Vezeh Shabbat Samti Kad Kod. Kad Pe'amim Kad. Shum Mispar Osher Shem Shotayich. Furthermore, the Rav comes along and he says something beautiful. He says that from Rav Chaim Palachi. Rav Chaim Palachi brings down that the Gemara in Berachot says that there's sometimes a person is considered a gazlan. Not a gazlan that he steals money, but the Gemara says, Gezelat ta'ani bebatechem. What's Gezelat ta'ani? What could you steal from the ani? It says, you steal from him a shalom. You don't tell him shalom. When the ani comes and says good morning, you don't say anything. So the rabbi comes along and says, why wouldn't you tell the ani shalom? So he says, a mashal. There was a story of a fellow that he used to have a vineyard. And he used to be working the vineyard and 12 months a year, in the winter and in the summer months. When anybody that would come in the winter and pass by the vineyard, and they would tell him good morning, how you doing? And talk to him, and he'd be very, very personable. In the summer, if anybody came along and said good morning, he wouldn't even give him the time of day. So somebody came to him and said, I don't understand you. Why are you so personable in the winter, and you're so cold in the summer? He said, in the winter, there's no grapes in the field, so I don't have to worry that they're going to ask me to have some grapes. So if I talk to the guy, but in the summer, all the grapes, if the more I talk, the more chance is the guy's going to ask, oh, can I taste the grapes? So therefore, I don't give him the time of day. So therefore, that's why they don't say hello to the Ani. Because once you say hello to the Ani, what's the next question the Ani's going to say? Oh, I'm making a wedding. You know, I have a son. I need medicine. I did that. So therefore, they don't say hello to the Ani because it's going to cost them money to say hello. They know it's a pricely. So therefore, the Bein Ish Chai comes along and he says that La'atid Lavo, we're not going to have that problem. La'atid Lavo, there's going to be so much benacha. There's going to be so much blessings, like we said, all the four precious stones that we're going to get. V'samti kad kod shem shotayich u'sharek le'abnei ekdach. And there's going to be so much v'chol givulech le'abnei chefetz. And as a result, v'chol banayich limudei Hashem. Everybody's going to learn Torah, and not for, the money, because no one's going to need any money. And as a result, v'rav shalom banayich. Everybody's going to say shalom to each other. Because now that everybody has money, you can afford to be nice. Benav shalom banayich. It wasn't say shalom, shalom. Why are you so nice? Before Moshe came, he didn't say hello to me. Before Moshe came, he didn't have any dollar in your pocket. That was what it's going to cost me. Benav shalom banayich. That's going to cause shalom amongst the people. A nice pshat of botak. Meir Yishai says further. He says over here. Well, let's read the next pasuk first. The pasuk comes along and says, so again, la'atid avo, the beracha is going to be very, very abundant. Everybody's going to be learning Torah. Ve'lav shalom banayik, there's not going to be any jealousy. Everybody's going to be peaceful with each other. Bitzdaka tikonani. In the zechut of the tzedakah that Bnei Yisrael gave during the galut, tikonani. Tikonani means you're going to be established. Rahaki me'oshek, which means you're going to be distanced from all those that are oppressing you. There's not going to be any more people oppressing you. No more anti-Semitism. Rahaki me'oshek. No more oshek. No more oppression. Kilo tirai. There's nothing to be afraid of. Umemechita. Mechita is from the attacks of your enemies. Kilo tikrav elayich. They're not going to come close to you, so that you don't have to worry about any of that. And the Navi comes along and says, you're not going to have to be worried from your enemies. Hen. Gor Yagur, which means they're going to be afraid. Gor Yagur, the Goyim, Edom, is going to be very, very, very fearful from the punishments that God is going to bring on them. Efes Me'oti, which means he's going to be alone. Mi Gar Itach Alayich Yipol. Anybody that comes to attack you, Alayich Yipol, God predicts they're going to fall. And then God comes along and says, Hine anuchi barati harash. Now this is a mashal. God says, I created the smith, the blacksmith. What does the blacksmith do? He works with metal. He says, who created that craft? I did. Hine anuchi barati harash. Nofeyach ba'esh peham. I created the fellow that blows with the bellows, the coals, in order to make the coals hot. Umotzikeli, and as a result, what does he do? He makes vessels out of it. He makes weapons. You know, they take the metal and they put it in the hot coals and they make weapons out of it. The ma'aseu, in order to prepare things that he can use. The anuchi, God says, don't worry, I'm the same God. Barati mashchit lehabel. I created the kelim of destruction. What? To destroy their weapons. Which means I put in their hearts for them to fight against you. And don't worry, just like they're going to fight against you, I can create a stronger weapon, whatever they had. I created their weapon, and I create a stronger weapon to overpower them.
Is this Mashiach, they have a desire to try to attack us?
Definitely, definitely.
Even after Mashiach comes?
No. At the time of the Mashiach. This is talking about the war. So he said, but don't worry, whatever weapons they made, I created those weapons. Yeah, and I became Ani Barati. I also created what? Mashchit Habel. A greater weapon in order to neutralize the weapons that they're going to bring over here. Kol keli, well, here's where God says, kol keli, any weapon of destruction, yutzar, that they created, alayich, on you, lo yitzlah, not going to succeed. Vechol lashon, any tongue, any words, takum itach, that they're going to speak against you, lamishpat, in the court. This could be in the United Nations, by the way. This could be the verbal abuse that we get in the international court. This could be in the court of the newspapers or the newscasts. V'chol lashon takum itach, any lashon, any tongue that rises against you, lamishpat, that judges you, tarshi'i. At the end, they're going to be guilty. Anybody that speaks against the Jewish people are going to come out innocent, and they're going to be harmed. They're going to be damaged. Zot nahalat avdei Hashem v'sitkatam. This is the goodness of the share of the nahala of the share of God, which is the Jewish people, as a result of the kindness that they did. Me'iti, that's going to come from me, ne'um Hashem. So this is a beautiful, beautiful pasuk over here. On this pasuk, there's a midrash. We say this pasuk, by the way, on the high holidays, because it's talking about the mekatregim, that any mekatreg that comes in the heavens on Yom Kippur and wants to prosecute against the Jewish people. So we say, V'chol lashon takum itach. Any lashon of the mekatreg that comes against you, la'mishpat, in court, on Yosh Hashanah, tarshi'i. They're going to become guilty, and the Jewish people will come out innocent. So the Midrash over here that I'm going to quote you is beautiful. The Midrash says, Midrash Rabbah Bereshit Perek Lamed Bet. V'hamayim gaveru meod meod ala aris. Rabbi Yonatan salik lematzle b'Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yonatan went to Sali, went to pray in Yerushalayim. Abad Bahadin Platanis. V'hamateh had Shamre. So he walked by a Samaritan. Remember the Samaritans? The Shomronim. These are the guys that didn't believe in God. They worshipped Avodah Zarah, Hargirizim they worshipped. They're still around today, the Samaritans. So he met one of these guys. Amadeh, so the Samaritan tells Rabbi Yonatan, Lehechan at Azir, you know, where you going? Amarle, the Mesak Lemetzle Birushalayim, what a Sali in Yerushalayim. Amarle, La Tav Lach Lemetzle Badin Turah Bericha, why don't you pray about these mountains over here? Hargirizim, Har Ebal. Vela be'ahu beta kalkalta amar le lamahu berich. Why do you think these mountains are blessed? Amar le de la taf bemoy de mabula. They were never affected by the waters of the mabul. The mabul came over the whole world, but did not affect Har Gerizim. That's what the Samaritans telling Rabbi Yonatan. Nitalema me'ne Rabbi Yonatan. He didn't know how to answer him. Velo heshivo. He couldn't answer the Samaritan. He says, you're going to go to Yerushalayim. We have over here mountains that are blessed. Amarle Hamare, his donkey driver, Rabbi Yonatan's donkey driver, says, Rabbi, Tarsheni, give me a chance. Ve'ani Meshivo, I'll answer the guy for you. Amarle Hin, you can answer the guy, answer him. Amarle In, Minturaya de Mayahu, this is a very tall mountain. And the Torah says clearly, Vechusu kol heharim agibuhim. So basically, the Hamare tells the guy, "You're a liar. You're talking stam." The pasuk says that the waters of the floods covered the highest of the mountains, and this is a high mountain. Ve'en min mechayau la eshkap bekiraya v'la ashev kelum. So he says, "You don't pay attention to the pasukim. Pasukim don't mean anything to you." When Rabbi Yonatan heard this, it's unbelievable. The guy answered him. And the Samaritan couldn't say anything. Miyad yaradu Rabbi Yonatan ma'ala hamor v'hirkibo shilosha milin. Rabbi Yonatan says, I'm your driver. You go sit in the back and I'm going to drive you. He drove him on the wagon 3 miles. V'kara alav shilosha mikraot. And he said, on you I say 3 pesukim from the Tanakh. Number one, lo yebecha akar v'akara ubebhemtecha. There will not be anyone barren, not from you and not from your animals. Which means even the wagon driver of the Hamor is not going to be barren from Torah. Second one, he said, Kefela harimon rakatech, harekim shebachem ratzuf teshuvot karimon. That even the empty one in Bnei Israel has answers like the pomegranate has seeds. And then he said, Hadau dichtiv. He gave the final answer and he said, Kol kli yutzar alayich lo yitzlach v'chol lashon takum itach l'mishpat tarshi'i zot nachalat abdei Hashem. That kol lashon, any lashon even of your antagonists that come along and try to disprove the Torah, tarshi'i. What's going to end up happening to them? They're not going to succeed. They're going to be condemned. You will condemn them. So Rapam comes along and he says over here that you see a tremendous musar. Rabbi Yonatan honored the simple donkey driver for his response to the taunts of the Samaritan at a time when he himself was speechless. But what do you see from here? Rapam says an unbelievable musar. He says, why did Rabbi Yonatan come along and say, for such a divrei Torah, I'm gonna drive you? It's a tremendous humility. So he comes along and he says, beautiful. Ezu hacham Halomed Mikol Adam. Rav Yonatan was grateful for this Torah insight and truly felt a debt of gratitude to the Am Haaretz. There are many who mistakenly think that greatness in Torah knowledge depends on photographic memory or extraordinary inborn powers of concentration and comprehension that are a divine gift, not something that can be developed through effort. This may be true for some great people, but throughout the generations, there have been great Talmidei HaChamim who were not endowed with these heavenly gifts. They became great because they treasured every brekala. Brekala means a crumb. Every crumb of Torah knowledge that they attained. Memory is often dependent on the impression a specific matter or incident makes on a person. That's the key, which means the reaction of Rabbi Yonatan to that one little divrei Torah. Why did he make such a thing? You go in the back, I'm going to drive you. That impression, even for a small little pasuk that he forgot, caused such a drama in the rabbi's life. He'll never forget it. He said, that's why the banim don't forget their Torah. That's the best memory. But every time they hear the divrei Torah, it makes such an impact on them that the excitement of the moment causes them to remember their learning. So that's a great lesson that you learn from Rabbi Yonatan. That's why he became great in the Torah. Every divrei Torah that he got, there's a famous story that happened in the Telge Yeshiva with Rav Mordechai Gifta. Rav Mordechai Gifta, Alav Hashem, was the middle of the winter's man, you know, Cleveland over there. And he's giving the Shi'ud, and all of a sudden, he was able to say a tremendous Sivara in the middle of a Shi'ud. And Rav Gifta was so happy that he was able to, he said, Raboisai, such a Divrei Torah, he says, we have to dance for such a Hadush. He called the Yeshiva guys out in the middle of the Midrash, and they start dancing. And Rav Gifta said, it's Simchat Torah in the middle of the winter. And everybody in the yeshiva, what's going on over here? They broke out into it. The whole yeshiva now is just dancing. And what are you dancing about? Rav Gifta said, over Sevara, and for this we have... You think anybody ever forgot that Sevara? Mm-hmm. But what made Rav Gifta such a gadol? Every Divrei Torah has such a reaction. I once learned by a great rabbi in the Merkaz HaTorah, Rabbi Rotman. And he was a student of Rav Chaim Kreisworth. Both of them, Alim Hashalom. And Rav Rotman told us a story once that he was in yeshiva with Rabbi Rotman in Chicago. And Rav Rotman says that Rav Chaim came in, he says, I have a hadush, a tremendous hadush. He said, but to hear such a hadush, you have to pay $1,000. And those days, $1,000 was a lot of money. He says, who's willing to pay? So Rav Rotman took out a check of his pocket. He says, good. Now, I'll tell you the Hadush. And he says, he was trying to show us that it's one Hadush. It's for $1,000. Okay, pass, not worth it. He said, no, he's trying to teach the Talmidim. You say, Tovli Torah Picha Mafezah Bachaset. Your Torah is more worth to me than all the gold in the world. Okay, put your money where your mouth is. Here, give us $1,000 to work. He said, I wrote him the check. He says, you think I ever forgot that Hadush that he told me for that $1,000? He says, he was trying to teach you, you have to make a fuss. If you make it, but if you just listen to the Torah casually, okay, entertainment, rabbi's talking, okay, very nice, nod your head, fall asleep, drool on yourself for a couple of minutes, wake up, oh, very nice. So therefore, you're more excited to watch a movie, or watch a TV show, God forbid, or listen to music, then you know it comes, so it's not going to make the impression on you. So according to Rav Palm, he says the reason why he got in the back and he drove him is to, for this we make a, you know, for this, Hashem Baruch Alav Shalom. When we used to be in the shiur with him in Magen David, when one of the students would say a good Divrei Torah, or if we would say a good question, he would walk around from his desk and he would kiss you on the forehead, and he would say She'ela tova sha'alta bini. You asked a good question. Why is he being so dramatic? Because we're still talking about it, that's why. In order to show, even for a question of an eighth grader, you make a fuss out of it. Problem is, we make a fuss out of everything else, all the nonsense. The guy tells you a good joke, you make a fuss out of it. The guy gives you a piece of steak, you make a fuss out of it. When it comes to the Divrei Torah, okay, I'm drunk. So that's what the rabbi's saying. He says, it's not necessarily the best memory that causes you to retain Torah, but it's the reaction that you have to the Divrei Torah that sometimes causes the person. Anyway, that says, Kol keli yutzar alayich lo yitzlah. The next pasuk, Hoy kol tzameh lechu lamayim. All you thirsty people, go to the water. Va'ashir en lo kesef, and even if you don't have any money, lechu shivru, go. Ve'echolu, and go eat. Ulchu shivru, belo kesef, you don't need any money. Ublo mechir, without any exchange. Yayin v'halav. the Torah that I gave you, like, which is better than milk and wine. Obviously, this is referring to over here that the Atid level is going to be a tremendous amount of Torah in the world. So the Pasuk is talking to the Jewish people. All you thirsty people, lechu lamayim, go study Torah that's compared to water. And you don't need any money. You just have to go and study. There's going to be a tremendous amount of propagation of Torah in the world at the time. So the Bein Yishaya, this Pasuk comes along and he says beautifully. He says the following. Oh, fantastic. So listen to how he learns. He quotes from Rav Yonatan Eibeshitz. En lecha davar shenoach lekvosh kemo esh. There's nothing that's more easy to conquer like fire. Fire is the easiest thing to conquer. Why? Everything puts it out. Whatever you throw on the fire, water, dirt, dust, fire extinguishes very easily. They always say water is more damaging than the fire. Water creates great damage. Water is able to knock down mountains. It's able to knock down stones. It's able to destroy cities. It's able to bring down buildings. And he comes along and he says, what's the reason? Anything that has ga'ava, it's easy to knock down. The fire is ga'ava because it goes up. Anything that goes up, which is ga'ava, you can knock it down easily. Anything that goes down, like water, always goes to the lowest level. It's very, very powerful. And you can't extinguish it. So therefore, he says, nice. Listen to midot. The most humble person is the strongest one. They can fight him and nobody can bring him down. They'll fall. The Yetzirah, the Gemara calls Esh. Remember when the rabbi was climbing up to go with the girls that were on the second floor? And he said, fire, fire. And he saw Durabe Amram. Because the Yetzirah is compared to fire. The Gemara says, the Yetzirah, its image is like a fire. And the Yetzirah loves to trap the person and to put Ga'aba into the person. And actually goes into domains that he's not allowed to go. He tries to bring the person into areas where he shouldn't go. He tries to bring him up into places where he shouldn't be. He speaks Gedolot. Don't worry, you can do it. Don't worry, like the Nahash. Why do you think they call the poison of a Nahash? They call it like fire. Because the poison of the snake, that's what it is. He's the Yetzirah. Like an Eris Nahash, Nachshav Le'esh. Like the Rabbeinu say, if somebody that's Hayav Sirifah, what happens to him? He gets bitten by the snake. Because the snake's poison is considered like fire. They came on Judah, called like Bia. What's going to happen? Like, Af Bekan Yipul Bia Da Adam. Im Ya Adam Betneheg Kenegdo Keteba Hamayim. So the way you fight fire, is beteva hamayim. The haynu bachna'a ba'anava. A humble person, the Yetzirah, has a very hard time to attack because the water puts out the fire. As a Yetzirah, v'chul gunda dideh, lo yichudu lo, ki bekal yichbe otam, kederich hamayim ha-mechabim. V'hine yadu ha-Yetzirah nekra tzameh. Why is Yetzirah called tzameh? Because he's thirsty. He never gets satiated. He's always thirsty. Ohev kesef, lo yizba kesef. The guy who's hungry for money, never gets satiated. Yetzirah Ra always wants more. No matter what you give him, he tells you, just give me this and I'll be happy. The second you give it to him, he wants the next item. And therefore, he's called Tzameh. I also refer to you that the Tzameh is Gematria 131, which is the Gematria of the Samech Mem. Samech Mem, Aleph and Lamed, is also the Gematria of the Yetzirah Ra. So therefore, he says, Kol Kli Yutzar Alayich. Who's that? That's the Mekatrigim. Lo Yitzlah. They're not going to succeed. V'chol lashon takum itach l'mishpat. And all those that come and want to vilify you in court, tarshi'i, they will be condemned. Ki ploni shusar esav. Kashem mekatreg al Yisrael, when he comes to be mekatreg, yiten al rosho avonot yisav yom kippurim. In the end, we take all the avonot, we put it on him. He comes along to have claims. And what do we say? It's your fault that they're doing avonot. You taught him all the Averot. Your culture taught him to make the Averot. So Esav comes to be Mekatrega on Yom Kippur, and he ends up becoming the condemned one. He figures he's going to get us. And what did Borei Olam do? He takes all the Averot, puts it on the head of Esav, we throw him off the mound. That's a Sa'ir, La'azazel. So he says, "V'amar hoy kol tzame," which means, "Abotai, tzame ze ayetzer ara hoy kol tzame im nesdamenu v'nekibsu alechem ayetzer ara v'gam kanu tzame shugimati akuf lamer alef gimati yasamechmem ma ta'asu nilku lamayim," which means be like the mayim, which is anava, the humble one. Comes to the humble one, he cannot get you. And then the pasuk comes along and says, "Lama tishkelu kesef belo lechem." Oh, beautiful pasuk! What are you gonna pay all these taxes? All we're doing is paying taxes. Lama tishkelu kesef. Why are you paying taxes to your enemies? And what do you get for it? Nothing. Belo lechem. You get nothing in return. Vigachem. You work your whole life to pay taxes to the government. Belo lesufa. And you're not satiated from it. They give you nothing back in return. You know what the best investment is? Shim'u shamoa elai. Listen to the word of God, ve'ichlu. And that, tov v'titaneg badeshin nafshechem. When you put your energies in the Torah, put your energies in business, you're going to have to give it all to the government. Put your business in Torah, you're going to get satiated. So the Beit Hai writes like this, ki zeh lechem agashmi. The guy who eats, what happens to the food that he eats after an hour? What are you paying so much money for food that you get such a temporary hana'a from? You're spending all this money on food, but what do you end up with? Below lechem. Below lechem. You have nothing to show for it. You toiled, but below lesum'ah. It's not satiating you. You only get hungry again. Physical things can never satiate a person. So he says, "Mashenken lechem aruchani." That's the lechem of Torah mitzvot. Who kayam laad leol meolamim ki unitzchi. That's the best investment. V'lachin ha'etza shimu shamoa elai. Listen to the word of God. Ve'ichlu tov. You'll be satiated. You never digest. You never expel it. Yet Torah shenikli tov. Ve'az titaneg badeshen nafshechem leolam haba. You'll have eternity, and as a result, you'll have beracha. Forever. The pasuk continues. What's the goal? Hatu osnechem. Turn your ear. Ulchu elai. To go study my Torah. Listen to my Torah. Shim'u utchi nafshechem. Listen. And your spirit will live in the times of the Mashiach. V'chleta lechem berit. God says, I will make a covenant with you of love. Olam forever. Hasde David ha'ne'emanim. Like the covenant and the hasadim that I did to David, which is going to be the Mashiach, so too I'll make the same covenant with you. Hasde David and Emanim. Hen ed le'umim netativ. I gave the Redeemer from the Zera of David that he's going to come and testify against all the Goyim on their actions. Ed le'umim is going to be a witness against the Goyim. Nagid. And he's going to have rulership and dominance. Nagid umtzaveh, dominance and rulership leumim, in order to tell the goyim what to do. Hen, that's la'atid avo. Hen, if you just listen to the word of God, goy lo teda, which means tikra, the goy that's so far away from you that you never heard of, tikra, you're going to call him and he's going to come serve you. The goy lo yida'ucha, the goy that never heard about the Jewish people, elecha yarutzu, they're going to come running from all over the world, not because of pahad or fear. Lema'an Hashem Elohecha, they're going to come because they're going to want to serve the nation that is the nation of God. V'nikdosh Yisrael, and they're going to come because of the Kedosh Yisrael, the Holy One of Israel, ki pe'arach. Why? Because he elevated. The goyim are going to come out of respect of God, in order to serve the chosen people. So you have over here a botai, in conclusion, a piece over here in the Haftarah from Rabbi Zaitchik. Rabbi Zaitchik, alav shalom, he comes along and he says, a very, very, very important yesod. He says, we read in the pasuk, Hine anochi barati harash, I created all these powerful weapons. Ve'anochi barati mashchit lehaber, but I also created a powerful weapon to neutralize. And therefore, all the weapons that are going to rise against you, lo yitzlah. So he says a beautiful explanation. What are these weapons? He says, anytime Klal Yisrael does a mitzvah, he creates a weapon that's going to protect them from a later situation. He gives an unbelievable mashal. The pasuk comes along and says, Paro came to try to kill Moshe Rabbeinu. What does the pasuk say? Vayatzilini meharif Paro. Paro is a king. Moshe Rabbeinu is running away because he killed the Egyptian. What's echut? Not only that, Paro took his sword to kill the Jewish people when he came out of Egypt. What does the pasuk say? Ani karbi. He took out his sword to kill. He didn't kill anybody. Why? He says, because already Avraham Avinu, he created a mitzvah with a sword, and therefore as a result of it, barati mashchit lehaber. What was that? Vayikahta ma'achelet. On that day that Avraham Avinu took the sword, it's almost like we say, we beat you to it already. Avraham Avinu says, I took the sword in order to sacrifice my son. That neutralizes every sword of Paro. They would not be able to, I mean, if you ask, why wasn't Paro successful? As if we say, we beat you to it. Our sword beat your sword. He comes along and says, Im Avraham Avinu shalat ala homer, he was shalat to take the sword in his hand to kill to do his son, for Ritzon Hashem, kabash Ritzono b'otor rega, the second he put his hand on that sword, all the swords of Paro are mishubat to Avraham Avinu. Barati kli, that's what the pasuk means. Barati mashchit lehaber. He gives another example. He says, he quotes from the Midrash that when Zeresh was telling Haman, how are we going to get Mordechai? So they went through many different ways how to get Mordechai, and every method they came along and said, no, the Jews already used this for a mitzvah. Until they came to a tree and they couldn't find anything that was done with a tree. It means even the Goyim understood that every time a Jew does something good with a physical item, it neutralizes that physical item that the Goyim want to use against us. And he quotes and he continues, and I read it. En biyecholet ha'umot, the nations of the world, l'shlot al Yisrael b'davar shehem kidshu shem shamayim bo. Anything that you use in this world that you're mekadesh shem shamayim, they can't use against you. Why? Hem na'asu shalitim alav. You own that item. Abal im nechshelu chas v'shalom b'nei Yisrael be'oto davar. If b'nei Yisrael succumb to a certain item, then the Goyim have power on that item to go against us. He says, ve'em matay devrei Torah mitpazim ifnei amar. Sometimes you have these not religious people that make fun of Tamid HaChamim. Ah, devrei Torah, what are you talking? How did it happen? He says, "B'sha'a she'ba'alehen mevazim otam." When the Talmidei Chachamim themselves don't get along with each other, when the Talmidei Chachamim take the power of Torah, that causes the enemy to come along and knock the Torah. So therefore, you never look at the person who's doing it. I must have brought this weapon against because I didn't neutralize it. So therefore, any weakness that we have in our own midot, it's going to come against us from the outside. So he says, he quotes from Sefer Hasidim. We'll stop here. Im ebet. Bayit shel bet kneset harid, that gets destroyed. Or the shaim darim bo, or the shaim move into the bet kneset. Da she Yisrael hayu darim bo derech bezayon. Must be they were there in the bet midrash and they were treating it bekalut rosh. So you can't come on and say the goyim. If you would have made that synagogue a weapon, you would have neutralized it. Could never touch it. But you didn't use it as a weapon. You dulled the blade. You dulled the blade of your weapon. The enemy's going to end up taking over. Im anu ogdim et gofenu. If we're going to sacrifice ourselves, v'kofshim netzonenu milemata, the Sanim have no power on the.
Seems like it's all revolving around us.
So that and that's the way he learns the pasuk. Kol keli lo yutzar alaych. Kol keli yutzar alaych lo yitzlah. Any vessel that the Goyim are going to try upon you, lo yitzlah. But what? Lo yitzlah. If we take that same item and we're able to be kovishit ourselves. And the tzaddikim, of course, do that. Okay, Rabotai, another parasha, another haftarah with tremendous musarim and tremendous lessons. We'll stop over here. Amen.
Amen.
Gentlemen, beautiful learning.